I do have a website where I post everything I do, votingbooth.media. I'm trying to make some plans to figure out how to get to Georgia instead of doing daily pieces. But, you know, my stuff is on Bill Moyer's website. My stuff is on a lot of websites.
Telluride Band Contest winners, Woodbelly.
Raw Story, LA Progressive.
In September.
Okay. We'll look for that.
Votingbooth.media.
Okay. Thanks again, Steve. Take good care of yourself. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
I can barely remember. I can hardly recall that lonesome December. I took the keys right off the wall. There's snow.
Tune was called November, written by our mandolin player Chris Ryan Wiest over here. Here's another number he wrote. One of my favorite tunes to play. It's called Wings.
One, two, three. I'm coming high.
This is Woodbilly, everybody. We're stoked to be here at KGNU, having a good time on a Tuesday evening, playing some music. This next song is called Keep On Loving Me. It's a real nice, sweet little waltz. All about not being able to give enough love. Packed up the dreams and passed them along. The young man held his head low and pulled the young girl at home, awaiting his return and the sad news the young man now bore. He said things ain't our way, they may never be. Sometimes there ain't much you can do. Well, and you keep on loving me true. Well, if you keep on loving me, baby, I'll keep on loving you. She bought a secondhand car and smiled ear to ear. The young girl, she held her head high. But the lemon she found, it don't taste so sweet. 10 days on the road, that old car is 10 feet. She said things ain't our way, they may never be. Sometimes there ain't much you can do. Well, if you keep on loving me true. Baby, I keep on loving you.
daddy for another she knew to make her happy so true. And then the knife through his heart made my dad fall apart, and his young girls were there and got him through. They said things ain't our way, may never be. Sometimes there ain't much you can.
All right, everybody, this is Woodbill you're hearing tonight on Cabaret, and man, don't they sound great? It's totally awesome in here, our Cabaret room here at 4700 Walnut Street. So, hey, guys, welcome to KGNU.
Howdy,
thank you.
Hey,
looking through everything that has been going on with you guys, and there's a ton of stuff going on, but I would say right now, at this moment in time, is could I be right that your biggest event coming up is the IBMA? Coming up?
Yes, for sure. That's coming up. We're going out to Raleigh for the IBMA conference next week, actually. It's
next
coming
week.
Up fast.
I like the November or September 27th? Or
yeah, we'll
that?
Be there, I think, the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
All right, cool. And now, is that a result of you winning the Telluride Bluegrass competition?
I think it all probably started there. The reason we're going to Raleigh, we were nominated for the IBMA Momentum Award, which is fantastic, and kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. I mean, they contacted us to ask us a few questions, but none of us thought that anything would really come of it. And sure enough, about a month later, we were notified that that we were nominated. So very, very exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the format going to be like when you go out there? Do you have any concerts that you're going to play for people or?
We do. We have a one showcase set. The first early morning will be there. I think it's Tuesday at 12:30 a.m. And then...
Wow. Early
yep.
morning, late night.
Yeah, Monday night, Tuesday morning, somewhere in there. And then I think we've got another performance at a sort of outdoor patio restaurant the following afternoon, evening.
That's great.
Yeah.
What other Colorado bands will be there?
FY5 will be there for sure. And I know that there are others. I don't know that there's a lot in our immediate circle.
Okay.
But FY5 for sure, and we're looking forward to hanging with those guys.
Yeah.
Chatham County Line will also be there. They're based in North Carolina, but one of them lives out here now. So that maybe that.
Oh, yeah. He's, that guy, I forget his name, but
Chandler.
That guy's Chandler. He's Chandler Holt.
Yeah.
He's great, yeah. So, and maybe Hot Rise is going to be out there too, I think.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah. Can you talk about your CD? I noticed that it's all original material. Is that the goal here, is to never record anything that's not an original?
In short, yes. Yeah. We tried, we got too many songs. And to put any covers on the album, we just feel like it's taking the spot of something original.
Yeah, it looks like just about everybody wrote a song on this record, so.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
How many, what do you have planned for the future then as far as recording?
After Telluride, we were awarded some studio time at E-Town.
Okay.
And we're going to be recording an EP there in November.
Right.
Maybe three or four songs, and then we're going to do a full length at Swing Fingers, where we recorded Solid Ground. Because we really like working with Aaron Youngberg, and, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we're going to keep on trucking up there.
Yeah, one of the reasons we're packing these two things kind of close together, we have the opportunity. We were already planning the full album. And like Chris said just now, that and you were mentioning everyone in the band writes. So we have a bunch of music that we need to get out there. and get out of the way for the new stuff we're trying to work on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what kind of keeps it exciting working with all these guys. Everybody writes. Everybody brings a song to the table pretty regularly. So it's just it stays fresh. You know, it's nice.
Do you guys develop the song when a writer brings it to the table?
Yeah, that's generally the format. Someone will bring to the table that's worked out to some percentage. Maybe only 50% in some cases, but usually the song's pretty well worked out, and then the rest of the members help the writer, you know, make it into something that fits more of our sound and our instrumentation, I believe.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I noticed there's no co-writes on this record, which I thought was interesting.
There's no full co-writes with credits, but I'd say almost every song gets chopped up in a few different ways. So if it's 50% one person, the other 50% is the other four people.
I mean, everybody gets arrangement credit on the album for sure.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Has this record been nominated for anything?
Not that I know of.
It should be, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
best album at my parents' house.
We got that 5 times,
yeah,
actually.
5 times.
And by the way, the new record's called Solid Ground. It's been out for a while, but it's fabulous. And
it is. Yeah, released in May.
Released in May, yeah. All right. We'll come back and talk about what's coming up with the gigs on the next break.
Yeah.
And,
we're going to play another song for you guys here that's. It's called Where You Been, and it's a song I wrote a while back, but this band has helped me refresh it and make it into something great and interesting to play again. In addition to that, we're releasing a live performance video of this song. I believe, was that happening this week, guys?
Tomorrow.
Actually, tomorrow, yes. So we should be doing an official release with Bluegrass Today. Is that correct? Yep, Bluegrass Today. Will be helping us launch that off.
I'm sorry, what is Bluegrass Today? Is that like a website?
It's a it's an online bluegrass forum for the most part, kind of a news outlet if you want to call it that.
Very cool.
Yep. You guys ready?
Yeah.
you been? We're going to let our dobro player take the floor for a minute here. Mr. Chris Zink over here. He wrote a song called Elkhorn Creek. It's Elkhorn's on the album, that's correct. And the instrumental tune he put together. It's a real ripping one that we like to play. A lot of fun. Interesting arrangement. And we'll just fire it off here, Chris.
We should mention that for about 6 months of playing this song, we thought it was a Spanish corn, Elkhorn. And we've only finally realized what he really meant when it was printed on the album.
Corn is maize, right?
Choclo. We just thought his Spanish was really bad.
It would be for Spanish.
Next song is the title track off of the album. It's all about getting the heck out of Dodge and the crazy congestion of the city life. Most of us live around in here.
So I take it you're the one that lives in Denver then?
That is correct. Most definitely. So, and you know, just looking for some solid ground to plant your feet down at and make a life. So this one's called Solid Ground.
Won't you let that solid ground hold me now? for me.
You are listening to Woodbelly here on the Cabaret program this evening. This is an encore performance recorded in September of 2018.
Beautiful song. Title track for Solid Ground. And I can relate to that song. Sometimes you think you have to stay in the city. You forget why we live here, and yeah. We got to get out.
Man, yeah, you got to get out. You go crazy if you don't, at least speaking from myself.
Yeah. Did you grow up in Denver?
No, I'm originally born and raised in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Oh, my.
So I've migrated.
Okay.
I went here to the good land.
The good land. A couple of questions. That microphone setup that you have is pretty unique looking. I've never seen anybody do it that way. There's actually, can you talk about that? There's actually two microphones there.
Well, I can't say too much of it. This is your engineer's suggestion in here, in his mic setup. We don't really normally set this. We do play a single mic in most of our configurations. For vocals, and we use the ear trumpet, but this is a setup that he suggested that we use today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, in other words, when you're live, you rotate around the mic and everything.
We still use the single mic setup mainly for our vocal feeds, and then we have some satellite mics, generally speaking.
Great. Yeah. I have a question. Why is it about Colorado that it's producing so many bluegrass bands these days? And you allude to that on your webpage. And it seems like the genre just keeps growing.
Does.
I think it's twofold. I think, you know, there's the one thing is that there's a lot of people who like the music here. So if you want to book shows and you want to get out and play to people, they come out and watch it. So you can play bluegrass at a brewery or a club or a concert or all the festivals. So there's just a ton of avenues for you to get your music out. And then I think once that happens, it just sort of, you know, just kind of, it's like that giant ball in Indiana Jones, you know,
yeah.
Like once it starts rolling, it's not stopping.
Yeah.
So it's just another one band after another. People will go out and see a great band and they'll be inspired, and maybe they'll pick up the mandolin that's been in their closet for years, and they'll start going to jams. And the next thing you know, they've got some buddies and they're playing at a brewery, you know? Mm.
Okay. It's just the interest of the music and the opportunities then.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And Rocky Grass has got to be inspirational too.
I was going to say, there's two of these great, well, there's a great foundation here, the Bluegrass, Planet Bluegrass organization is here, and they're doing all their festivals out here. So there's tons of medium to really pump the music scene out here. People come from all over to see it, but, I mean, people here love it just as much as, like Aaron's saying.
True. And my last question is, one of my last questions is, what attracted you guys to play bluegrass? And y'all can take turns answering that. I was just kind of curious, what inspired you to do that individually?
I started playing guitar in college, and then someone gave me a recording of the Pizza Tapes. And I heard Tony Rice play guitar for the first time, and that was it for me, man. It's like, what is this guy? What is he doing? And I took a strong left turn, and here I am, about 20 years later.
This is Chris, the dobro player.
Yeah, and for me it was you know, similar. It was Olden in the Way, I think, that I first got listening to, but also the Pizza Tapes. It was that Jerry Garcia, Grateful Dead pathway that I think a lot of people end up going down. And yeah, it's once I started playing it, it's such a communal music, and you can go to jams and play with people you've never met before and make friends that way, and that's kind of what's happened. So that's how we all met.
So there's like a community.
There's a huge, you know, bluegrass is one of those musics that you can get together with anybody that knows the language, you know, and play, you know. It doesn't have to be anybody that you've never worked up a song with or anything like that. And just, you know, and there's tons of jams and Rocky Grass, Telluride, like they were talking about, and tons of pickers, great pickers around here. So, yeah, once you start, you get hooked. At least we did.
Which is Rocky Grass is the genesis for the three of you, and then you hooked up with Taylor and Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much how it went down. I actually knew Chris Wiest. Chris and Craig actually met at Rocky Grass.
Yeah.
And I had met Chris a couple weeks earlier before he went to Rocky Grass and met Craig. And I met Craig about a month before that. So, I kind of knew both those guys. And then they met. And, yeah, we were like,
wonderful.
Let's start a band.
Chris, yeah, Craig, do you have anything to say why you, bluegrass attracted you?
Me? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I owe that to Planet Bluegrass, I think, for the most part. I got drugged to Telluride back when I was like, I think I was 18 or 19, and it blew my mind.
Wow.
I fell in love with the whole band competition concept about the young bands, you know, being having a way in to the whole thing, and I was just blown away by it. And I did it kind of a solo trip for the most part. I was with a couple gals from Steamboat Springs, actually, but they were on their own path, running all over the festival. So I was kind of running a solo ship the whole time, and just, like I said, I fell deeply in love with it at that festival, I believe, about 20-something years ago now, yeah, 22 years ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you can't experience it with other people because it's too distracting.
Yeah.
Because then you're on their agenda.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I owe old Craig Ferguson a big hug and a high five at some point in my cross paths for kind of bringing me to where I am today, at least that being part of that whole thing.
What about you, Taylor? He's the bass player.
Well, I grew up in Colorado for the most part, so I was kind of introduced to bluegrass through the gateway band known as Yonder Mountain String Band.
Okay.
I would say that's kind of, you know, what a lot of people got hooked on, and then, you know, you kind of find out, oh, what are their influences and things like that, so on and so forth. So that was the big thing for me. But before that, I was in, you know, every type of band under the sun, you know, from rock to funk to whatever, jazz.
Wow.
And so kind of found an upright bass at some point along the way and kind of stuck with that for a while.
So. Do you still do the other kinds of music, or do you just all bluegrass now?
You know, I don't even own an amp at this point in my life.
Okay.
I know a guy.
Oh, yeah. I hear Aaron McCloskey makes some great amps, by the way, at McClostone Amplifiers. And me saying this will get me a discount, so thank you.
And you can call the station tonight, too, if you want to order one of those amps. We'll be here for a while. So anyway, and then after you guys get back from this Friday night, excuse me, you have a concert at the Barn with Masontown. And I heard you said it was almost sold out, so if you want to get some tickets, you better get on it, huh?
Yeah, I think you want to get on that sooner than later, either via our Facebook page or find Barn Events on the internet. It's north of Longmont, beautiful venue, one of my favorites on the Front Range. I think there's probably just about 20 tickets left or so.
So, yeah, get those. And then on the September 29th, you'll be at the Howdy Fest with Head for the Hills at the Post Brewery.
That's correct. Yeah, we love playing with those guys. And Joe Lessard, the fiddle player, has actually sat in with us a few times. Once at the Mishawaka and another for our, I guess that was our CD release, but also at Hody's. So
great.
We love playing with those guys.
Okay. And then finally, October 5th, that's a Friday night, Downtown Concert Series in Fort Collins. I didn't know about that, but that's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, everybody goes to Old Town.
It's a 2-hour long event outdoors, downtown, heart of Fort Collins, Colorado, and it's a great scene. We played there for the St. Paddy's Day festivities, and that was, it's just a great venue, great stage, great big plaza to hang out.
Go ahead.
It's really cool too. They block off kind of the whole plaza there, so they do allow beer drinking where they normally wouldn't. So
good for them.
Yeah.
Good Americans. All right, where are we going next, guys?
Cool. I think we're gonna play one of mine off the album. This is Chris Manley. Chris talking. This one's called Jamestown, and it's kind of about enduring the hard times and having a. It's a love song, which is very rare for me to write. I usually gravitate towards tragedy and heartache, but this one has an optimistic message to it. So it's about having that person that's kind of your light and your fire and getting you through the tough times.
Nice.
One, two, three. Pack it up and we'll head inside, where a pillar of smoke's creeping up at the sky. Gravedigger knows it well, but frozen clay makes it hard as hell.
So we figured we'd get everybody to play at least one of their songs today. And I think we're close to being there. We've still got maybe two guys left here. So, yeah, one, two. And we're going to get our bass player up here to sing this one. It's one he wrote. I'll let him tell you about it.
Was that the one with the real interesting title?
I don't know. What's it could be. This one's it's called Skinny Dip. It was inspired by just that, actually. Time a few people went skinny dipping and somebody got caught by the Rangers and got a ticket for it.
What a loser.
I know. I don't know who that was.
Was that water pretty cold?
It was pretty cold. Anyhow, here's one called Skin It In.
Swallow when you know you have to pay. But the trouble with paying the man is you know that you will ride. But the good folks know that's down in the dust, dream the dark and light. Don't you swim that river, boy, don't you make my sign. Hounds are on patrol, they're out to smoke all night. Don't try to funny business, you can't run and you can't hide. Enjoy your last brief breath, cause you're running out of time. On this wild, wild west, and the sun's setting like the closing of a treasure chest. History has been repeating, those politicians are cheating as time marches on. These drums will keep on beating. The walls are closing in, the truth shows its face. No amount of money can free you from this place. Count your blessing, boy, it's been a good long run. Enjoy your last brief breath, cause your life's a setting sun. Up this muddy creek.
That's pretty cool the way you slow the song down. I guess that's the ranger coming, of course, or yeah. They think they are. It really grabs your attention when you did that, when you slowed the song down and went into a different part of it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, thanks. I like the two-part kind of idea behind that.
Yeah, that was fun.
We didn't let him sing enough, so he decided to make two of his songs into one song so he could be more efficient on his stage time and presence.
The bass player gets tired of being in the back. They want to come up front once in a while. This time I want to thank George, Brian, and Sean for doing the sound in here tonight. Sounds great.
Yeah, we want to thank them too. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. So we're going to do a song. It's a fairly newer song, not recorded yet. Might make it onto the album this 2019 winter as we start that album. I guess 2019 we begin. production on this next run of recordings here. So,
hey, Craig, how many songs do you think you have in the can that to choose from if you were, you know, for your recording projects?
Me or the band?
The whole band, I mean. The individual
20?
Members of the band. 20?
I'd say almost two albums worth right now.
20 that we've played before.
That's true. 20 that we've actually played more than one time together.
All right.
So let's say that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot.
It's a lot of inspiration from these guys because, like I said, it's there's always something on the burner ready to go.
It just seems like an exciting time for you guys right now with all these great things going on.
It surely is. It surely is.
I bet you're really excited about it, huh?
Man, you're telling me. I mean, this next year is a little scary. How exciting and busy it's going to be. So we're doing something that's working. With the right recipe we've found is working to some extent, and we hope it just keeps working more and more.
Likewise.
This next song is called Seagulls, and it goes like this.
I hear those seagulls cry.
If you want to check out Woodbilly some more, check out woodbillymusic.com. That's the name of the website. Want to get that in there?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was trying to remember to plug that one time, but you got me covered. I appreciate you.
We do what we can. I mean, this is a special opportunity to have a band like yours here, and we appreciate you guys for coming
thank you.
In.
That's a very nice compliment. We're stoked to be out here on your station with all your listeners out there, and hopefully they get a chance to come out and see us one of these days come up in the near future. Like I said, we don't play necessarily in one city mostly. We kind of play all over the Front Range of Colorado, and we claim that we're from the Front Range of Colorado just because we all cover so much bases. I'm in Denver. These guys are in Fort Collins. We got Loveland and Berthoud. All those cities, one of us at least live there. So, we got one more song, though, we're going to do. And it's inspired banjo player Aaron McCloskey over there, the five string. And it's about one of the best days of his life. And rightfully so, it's called The Sweetest Things. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Woodbelly tonight on Cabaret, and that was fantastic. I love that piece. It's really cool. And good luck to the IBMAs when you go there and everything you do and your future and everything.
Thanks again for having us.
Yeah, we want.
We'll see you all soon, hopefully.
Well, this has been Cabaret, and my name has been Dano. And now we're going to go to Mr. Leo and Corriente. Váyase.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You are listening to KGNU's Corriente.
Vamos hoy a divertirnos. Yo te pintaré un bigote. Necesito un buen azote. Maraca loca, piano ardiente. Nunca fuimos delincuentes. Gafas negras en la noche. Vamos niños, sube al coche.
Toda la noche. Support comes from KGNU listener members and Skaw Street Brew Stillery, a farm-to-table style restaurant featuring 30 handcrafted Skaw brewing beers on tap and a one-of-a-kind mixology program from Pete Street Distillers, located at 1638 Street in Boulder, Colorado, and open daily for food, beverages, happy hours, and more. More information at skawstreet.com.